Hi, it's me again, and welcome to the Ephatha series. If you're joining us for the first time, just know you're welcome to join at any stage. But this is a series that would require you to start from the very first process or step or stage. So the first series is emotional awareness, evolving self, emotional health, evolving self-awareness, which is on my blog. Don't worry, I have the link in the info of this podcast, so you can always go back. And the second stage, which we did the last time, was on purgative stage, where we talk about how purging helps us ask the why just because we know the what. And today we will be talking about another important process of soul and spirit awakening, which is the healing stage. If you are listening very well to the podcast before this, which is on the purging process, we would understand that the purging process had to do with a lot of unlocking, had to do with a lot of experiences, it had to do with us reliving memories and reliving and allowing ourselves to feel a range of emotions that might have been in the way of us becoming a better person now. And also, we understood that purging also helps us to sift through various frequencies. It helps us achieve this higher value of ourselves. And the healing stage is just as important as every other stage. You know, when you just like, okay, let's assume even in the medical term, when you purge, there's this stage where you have to heal. It's a stage where you begin to use and put things in place. Is a process, just like when you fall sick, is a process where you begin to use certain things to make sure that you get out of that stage, out of that place of pain, out of that place of anger, out of that place of hurt, out of that place of, you know, maybe abandonment. And just like I said, that the purging stage is a time where the major thing you do there is unraveling, unwrapping, understanding, opening up old sores, opening up old wounds, opening up different memories that helps you become a better person, opening up these things, unlocking, in fact, childhood traumas, various traumas, grief traumas, whatever type of traumas that you might have gone through that might have affected the way you think now, the way you act now, that might even also stand the way of becoming a better person. That's what the purging stage is about. Now, the healing stage is this process where you've understand that, oh, I went through this, this is why I went through this, this is what it was about, this is something that happened 15 years ago, this is something that happened 10 years ago, this is why I've been acting this way, this is how this has affected, how the past has affected the present, how the past has influenced the present, how the past has influenced how you think, how you, your perspective, your view on life, your understanding, even your perception about certain things. It might have affected even our relationship with people, your relationship with God, how you relate with people. It could even have even affected your person as an individual. Now, this healing stage is the stage where you stop. It's a place of pause. It's a stage where you allow yourself to breathe. You don't have to be hard on yourself. You know, in the purging stage, you already allowed yourself to feel different, a variety and a range of emotions that are mostly uncomfortable. But the healing stage is a place where your body, your soul, you know, you've just gone through an
overwhelming phase of, you know, unraveling, and you've gone through a roller coaster stage of, you know, dealing with a lot of things. But the healing stage is a place where your body tells you, where you literally have to stop. You have to, it's a place of pause, just like a place of rest. And in this place of rest, there are also important things that happens, like I said, also in the purging stage. But this happens mainly in the healing stage, which is forgiveness. Oh my God. This is the place where, you know, you now you know why you felt that way. Now you know how what you felt has influenced your life. This is a place also of understanding the basics of the whole thing. Now you already know that, okay, because of how, or because of the, you know, bad or terrible relationship I have with my father, it's affecting my present on how I'm relating with men and all that. Now the early stage is forgiving your father, because at that point, that might be the, even that might even be the best way he knew how to show emotions. That might be the best way of him knowing how to handle those situations. Now healing is forgiving that person, is forgiving the process that happened, forgiving the past, but most importantly, forgiving yourself. Now just forgiving yourself, most people think it's just like, you, most people don't even think it's necessary, you know. Sometimes when I talk with friends and they're like, oh, you've changed, and I'm like, you don't know what I went through. Forgiving myself was because in the purging stage, I blamed myself for a lot of things. I blamed myself for being at a certain place, for meeting with certain people, for being in certain conversations. You know, sometimes I'm like, if I was at home and I didn't go to this person's place, this wouldn't have happened. If I didn't talk about being lonely and bored, I wouldn't have met this person. I wouldn't have been introduced to this person that did this, that affected this, and resulted in this, and now I'm this. You know, it's a stage where you take a pause, you stop and take a breath, and you're like, it has happened. The past has happened. We definitely cannot rewrite what has happened. But you now have to take charge of the present. You have to forgive yourself. And, you know, it's a place of pause. So you have to sit down and understand that it has happened. Yes, I can't change the narrative. I can't basically rewrite what has happened, but I can control the present. The present is now for me to change. Do you understand? So you have to first is forgive yourself. I mean, it may also sound a bit crazy, because like, why do I have to forgive myself? Do I even have to forgive? You have to forgive yourself, because it is in forgiving yourself, you are being able to forgive others. Is it forgiving yourself? You have this mental liberation. You have this understanding and insight that though you may not be able to change the narrative then, though you handled it to the best of your knowledge then, to the best of your understanding then, it doesn't mean that now you would not have a better way of handling it. Now you have to forgive yourself for you. Now you don't have to beat up yourself. You have to forgive yourself that, oh, I made this mistake then, but I forgive myself. I apologize to myself. This is a stage where you begin to tell yourself that because of what we went through that time, that was the best we could do. Now I forgive myself for putting myself in that situation. Now I forgive myself for making myself, for bringing myself low at that moment. I forgive myself for thinking that was the best I could do. I forgive myself for being in that place. I forgive myself for having those conversations with those people. I forgive myself for reading, for making others think that they could control my life. I forgive. Yes, you are. It basically means, you know, when you forgive people, you have to do it wholeheartedly. So you forgive yourself, you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You call your name like, Arike, I'm so sorry I put you through that. I'm so sorry you had to deal with such a narcissist. I'm so sorry you had to fall in love with this person. I'm so sorry you had to, you know, read those certain books that changed your perceptive, that made you understand that if you don't do things this way, they will not be acceptable. I'm so sorry you had to people please. I'm so sorry you had to put others first before yourself. I'm so sorry you didn't put your mental health into priority. You didn't make your mental health a priority. I'm so sorry you had to read certain books. I'm so sorry you had to go through those pain to understand that things do not even have to go that way. I'm so sorry you blamed people for this happening. I'm so sorry you hated some certain people. You know, it's a whole lot of work. Honestly, it's a whole lot of work because you, in forgiving yourself, you also begin to have some level of understanding. In forgiving yourself, you also become aware of certain things that you've done, certain things that you've believed. Is also a stage, it's also a process rather. The stage is healing stage, but the process is, one of the processes is forgiveness of self. This process also helps you understand that even in the beauty of forgiveness, there is liberation. Even in the beauty of forgiveness, there is freedom. Even in the beauty of forgiveness, there is gratitude. Now you begin to appreciate yourself. After you forgive yourself and you're done with the whole forgiveness process, you begin to appreciate yourself and you begin to understand that the process, the stage, that part of your life is over. And then you begin to appreciate yourself for having gone through those pain. You begin to appreciate yourself because those pain were necessary. Because if you hadn't gone through those pain, you definitely would not be where you are now. So he also helps you understand the past narrative. He helps you understand that the pain, the hurt, the betrayal, the abandonment, the grief, the loss, and everything, when the past it has happened, you had no control over them now, but now you can control things better. Do you understand? So the forgiveness and understanding that past narrative stays where they are, the past stays where they are, but the future can still be controlled. The present can be understood and controlled. The future also can be influenced by the new steps, by the new understanding that you have of things now, by the new growth that you have now. It helps you understand that the future and the present have way much better to offer and all that. So the inner stage is very, very important. It's a state, I would say, it's a state of pause, because you've gone through a rigorous process of purging, you've gone through a rigorous process of self-awareness and all that. So, but this is the place of pause. It's a place of rest. You have to rest, but when you are resting, the process of resting, you are also going. It's a process of also liberation, also, because when you are resting, you are renewing your strength and all that. So it's also as important as every other stage in this soul and spirit awakening. Another important process, just like I've said, forgiving yourself and understanding the past narrative cannot be changed, but the present can be controlled and the future can be influenced. Now that we are done with forgiving ourselves and forgiving people, forgiving ourselves and understanding the past narrative that can be changed, now the next step is now forgiving people. I know you might be like, I could forgive myself and also forgive people. It could be that way, but you need to understand that after forgiving yourself, because you are the main character in your story, you have to forgive people now. Now you have to be like, this is the process where, you know, you're you're waiting, you're taking a pause or doing the main work. This is where you have to painstakingly begin to forgive everyone that might have caused you one pain or the other. It's a stage where you have, it's a process rather, where you have to understand that this person handled or did this thing to the best of their knowledge. And I would say it's also a place, it's also a process of making excuses for other people. Yeah, I would say that, because in the forgiveness of, in when you're forgiving other people, you necessarily do not have to, you don't have to talk to them, you don't have to come in contact with them. There was something, I'm not sure, I think it's in a movie, but I'm not sure my mentor made me do that. I can't remember. But in forgiving other people, you could write a letter to them that you would never send. You could write a letter, if it was John that hurt you, maybe he betrayed you or he cheated on you, or maybe you went through some kind of assault and it has affected you right now, but you want to forgive them. You can write a letter to them expressing how you feel. You write the letter, you seal it, and then you burn it. Trust me, it is so therapeutic. I wouldn't even lie to you. It is so therapeutic because he helps you. You know, you've unlocked the baggage, you've unlocked the memories, you've unlocked the experiences, those events. Now have to sort them out and take them out. One of the ways is by writing a letter. Write a letter to address it to the person, address what they did, address the effect they had, and then wrap it up by forgiving them. So what you could do is you could write several of letters. Now allow yourself, you know, also in healing, you allow yourself to go through those range of emotions, because when you have flashbacks and all that, you might take a pause and then you cry, you take a pause, you walk around, you listen to music, you watch movies, you know, do the breathing exercises, you might even have panic attacks. But just make sure that the goal of all this process is to have a soul and spirit awakening. It's for us to be in contact, in touch, in tuned with our soul, in tuned with the spirit, in tuned with the present. It's the major thing is for us to open up. Just like the surah said, fata means to open up. So this is a process. It's because we're going through these stages because we want to open up ourselves. We want to open up our spirit. We want to open up our mind. We want these three, the spirit, the soul, and the body, to be in tune in one. And for us to keep this contact with ourselves, we have to go through these stages. We have to make sure that for the next step, for this growth, for this stage of growth we're about to attain, we do not want anything to stand in our way. That's why we are tearing down these walls. And in tearing down these walls, you have to forgive people. It is very uncomfortable. In fact, let me tell you something, they do not even have to know. That's the beauty of it. You can forgive people and not talk to them. You can forgive people and cut off communications. Yes, I forgive you, but I do not mean I don't have to be stupid about it. Do you understand? So in forgiving people, you also come to the understanding that I have forgiven this person, but they do not necessarily have to remain in my life. So when you understand that, it helps you open up. So you could write a letter addressing to them, you could write a statement being addressed to them. If you're not good at writing, you could, you know, use a voice note or a recording, record, and then you delete. Now the deleting, you could assume that you're sending it to them. And then after that is done, you will feel that some hope, you'll feel this relief, you'll feel this release and all that. So you'll find out also that forgiving others is also a stage, it's also a process to healing. forgiving others, you could do letter writing, like I said, you could do voice notes. Sometimes you can replay those memories, but then you change the outcome, you change the narrative. That's because you are now taking charge of your life, you are taking charge of the moment. So now you now see that you have the strength, you have the ability, now the power to change narrative is in your hand. So now you begin to change, you are able to change the narrative, you can change the outcome and all that. So you now begin to see that you have lesser anger built up, you have lesser anxiety built up, you do not overthink like you do, you are now more free-spirited. So you see how the effect of forgiving people is also as important as every of the other processes. And also the next thing to do is to open up yourself. After you're done with forgiveness, you know, healing is also the decluttering stage. It's where you move things. You know, in the positive stage, you've opened up. The healing stage is decluttering. So you begin to remove people, you remove experiences, you change narratives, you understand past narratives, you begin to change them. Now you are in tune with yourself. You are in tune, you are now present, you are aware, you are sound, and now you are opened up, you are opening up yourself. Now you begin to open up yourself. Now in the process of opening up yourself, you are decluttering, you are removing people, removing experiences, you are dropping baggages by the way, you are dropping emotions, you are dropping trauma responses, you are dropping childhood trauma, you are dropping sexual assault, you are dropping assault traumas, you are dropping. In this process, you begin to drop a lot of things, and then you see you begin to feel lighter. And just like I said in the purging process, also you might find out that some of this pain also can manifest as physical pain. But then when the physical pain begins to subside, you begin to find yourself as a renewed person. Now you feel much happier, you feel lighter, you may become more sensitive. Yes, become more sensitive to things and people and all that, but it's different. Now it's better. Now you're happier. Now you find yourself making better choices and all that. The last process in this stage is opening up yourself. Now begin to open yourself to good energy. You begin to accept good vibes, you begin to meet good people, you find yourself in a good environment. You know, things begin to change. When you forgive people, you become healthier, you feel healthier, you don't have that heart heaviness, you don't have that stabbing pain in your heart. When you forgive yourself, you are less angry about things, you are less emotional about things, in the sense that everything doesn't become a trigger now. Do you understand? So it's so beautiful. I enjoyed the healing process even more than the purging process, because I then became more free spirited. I mean, I just felt like I could walk into a room and then I'm in the spotlight. It was so beautiful, but it wasn't easy. I mean, I put in the good work, I put in the hard work and all that. And in this process, it could be a little shaky because you might be going back and forth between the projective stage and healing stage, you know, going back and forth, especially in the process of forgiving people and forgiving yourself. So just allow yourself to, you know, allow yourself to feel those emotions. Allow yourself to, no pressure. There doesn't have to be a time frame. It doesn't have to be time bound. Just take your time. Take your time to go through this process. And I am very, very sure that by the end of it all, you are going to be very, very glad. You would appreciate yourself for going through this process. You would appreciate yourself for embarking on this journey of spirit and soul awakening. So see you next time as we go through the last process of the Fata series. Do not forget to share. Do not forget to like. Do not forget to comment. Do not forget to be a part of this community.
yes, do not forget to be a part of this community, because like I said on the last podcast, I am trying to build a community where everybody is free, everybody is growing, everybody is a light. You have to be a light wherever you are. And I am so glad to be walking this process with you, to be on this journey with you. You know, I've tested the waters, I've tested the light, and I want you all to come into it. So see you next time. Do not forget to click on the link and share, please. Because, I mean, you don't have to be stingy with this beauty. Okay? See you next time.